Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Today is Thursday. We're running right along here with the week, with the month. Today's the last day of November. November 30th, tomorrow is December 1st. I can't wait. It is officially Christmas season. Now that Thanksgiving's over and tomorrow is December 1st, we are in Christmas season. And I know because Cindy, my wife, has filled my house with Christmas lights everywhere and Christmas trees everywhere. Last count, I believe we have 8 Christmas trees, one in every room, every major room in my house, and little tiny ones in bathrooms, little tiny ones in gyms, little tiny ones all over the house. I mean, we've probably got like 18 or 19 Christmas trees in total, between little ones, medium ones, big ones. Cindy loves Christmas, and I love Christmas, and I am the Jew who loves Christmas. I have the most Jewish Christmas decorated home in America, and definitely the most Christmas decorated home in America, I would guess, of any radio or TV talk show host. I don't think any of them can match Cindy, so I'm glad I'm married to Cindy because I love Christmas. So lots of things to talk about today. Lots of things that make your blood boil. I don't know why I picked this first, but because I love Christmas so much, we had the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting last night, and arrests were made after violent pro-Hamas rioters clashed with police trying to stop the Rockefeller Christmas tree lighting. At least one leftist rioter was seen with a swastika sign. Don't have any sympathy for these people. These pro-Hamas scumbags are pieces of human garbage who believe in murdering Jews, Jew hatred, hate crimes, hate speech. They hate Israel, and they celebrate the murder of 1,400 Jews, many of whom were raped. Some of whom were raped after they were dead. Babies were cut out of pregnant women's stomachs, and they murdered the baby and butchered the woman after they cut the baby out of her stomach. Can you imagine being a pregnant woman and the last thing you see and feel in your entire life? One day you're happy, you're pregnant, you have the pregnancy hormones and endorphins going on. The next day, some savages come and they lay you on the ground, stab you, and then cut the baby out of your stomach while you still have a few breaths left. You see the baby being pulled out of your stomach and they stab it 20 times in the face and then they stab you. That's the last thing this poor woman saw. And this is what they're celebrating. They want to kill Jews. I never thought this would come to America. I'm not exactly a naive person. I know what kind of scumbags there are. I know what Black Lives Matter was all about. Slimeball, Marxist, lesbian scum who hate white men, who hate America, who hate capitalism. So I know what's out there, but I just had no idea there was so much hatred of Jews. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's all jealousy. It's about the fact that Jews make money. You know, the Jews in America have success because they study the hardest, they get the best grades, they go to the best colleges, then they work the hardest in the real world, and they move up the ladder of success, and they start making a lot of money, and now everyone's jealous of them, as if they don't deserve it. I mean, that's literally the reason Jews are successful. They study the most, they work the hardest, they get the best grades, they go to the best schools, and then they work the hardest, 18 hours a day, 16 hours a day in their jobs. How do I know? Because that describes my entire life. I'm the most hardest working man you've ever met in your life. And I always studied hard and got the best grades and went to the best college, Columbia. And then since the day I got out, 40 years in a row, I've worked 16 hours a day, 6 to 7 days a week. Once in a while, I take a day off or a half day off on a Sunday. Once in a while, I get a day off like Christmas. And on those days, I'm bored out of my mind. I want to be working, but there's nobody to call. You can't do business on Christmas Day. You can't do business on Christmas Eve. You finally have to put your phone down. You finally have to put your cell down. You finally have to turn your computer off. There's nothing coming in. There's no one to talk to, and there's no news. You know, there's not even any good news because it's Christmas. Everybody's off. There's not even anything to eat other than Chinese food. And why Jews love Chinese food. The only thing you can eat on Christmas, you can go out to a Chinese restaurant. So the second big news story of the day, and again, it's got nothing to do with America, but it's got everything to do with America. I talked to you a couple nights ago about the fact that Conor McGregor in Ireland was standing up for the people and standing up for the fact that his country is being destroyed by immigration, open borders, and people have just been raped and stabbed and children attacked by evildoer immigrants who don't belong in their country. And who do they investigate after that? Conor McGregor. Now, Irish Lives Matter slogan has been deemed racist, and Northern Ireland police are investigating it as a hate crime. The landscape of Northern Ireland's societal tensions has been marred by signage and graffiti, leading to police investigation as authorities label the slogan Irish Lives Matter to be racist and a hate incident. It's just, can you imagine? Nobody had a problem with Black Lives Matter. But if you say White Lives Matter, oh, you're a racist. If you say Irish Lives Matter, to love your own race, to love your own country, to love your own people, how is that a problem? If Black Lives Matter was okay, what's wrong with Irish Lives Matter, Italian Lives Matter, Jewish Lives Matter, Christian Lives Matter, American Lives Matter? Every life matters. None of your business. How could that be a hate speech? How could that be a hate crime? This is what's going on in America. This is what's going on in the world. And I guarantee you this is what's coming to America. I mean, it's already here. We know that, you know, there's massive espionage by the FBI, massive snooping and spying and censorship and banning by our government in collusion with media and social media. So it's already here, but nobody at this point has put you in prison if you say White Lives Matter. Soon they'll put you in prison for saying, oh my gosh, he said White Lives Matter. What a crime. Wait a minute, didn't you just say Black Lives Matter? Yeah, but that's okay. This is the most weird, bizarre period in the history of the United States. It really is. You either have free speech or you don't. And if you don't, that's horrible, but I never heard of having it only for half the population. Liberals, Democrats, and black people, and minorities, and assorted queers have free speech, and everybody else has no free speech. That's even more bizarre than a country that's communist with no free speech. Let blacks say whatever they want. Let gays say whatever they want. Let a guy who's got a penis and a vagina, or who used to have a vagina and now has a penis, or doesn't know which one he has, let that guy, that semi-retarded weirdo, let him have all the rights in the world, and you and I have none because we're normal. That's what's happened to America. I'm sorry, that's just the truth. I'm just telling it like it is. It's interesting because I mentioned it the other day. Symbolic of everything happening in America was the national Christmas tree fell down the other day. It's like Joe Biden. I've fallen down and I can't get up. The national Christmas tree fell down. This has never happened to my knowledge in the history of America. So it's so symbolic of the incompetent loser communist scumbags who run our country that can't even keep a Christmas tree standing. Well, here's part two of that story. The Christmas tree fell, symbolic of what losers run our country. And actually, the part two was with the education secretary of Obama, of Biden, who his boss is Obama. But the education secretary of this administration, I call it O'Biden, the Obama-Biden administration. It's really Obama's third term. And he didn't even understand Reagan's famous line, 9 worst words in the English language, I'm for the government, I'm here to help. He gave a speech and I said, I'm for the government, I'm here to help. That was what Reagan said. He said that with a straight face, not realizing that Reagan was laughing at buffoons like you, because Reagan believed, as I do, that, it's a famous saying, if you can do, you do, and if you can't, you teach. But really, if you can't even teach, you become a government employee. Reagan knew, if you can do, you do. If you can't, and you're an incompetent loser, you teach. And if you're not even good enough to be an incompetent loser, you become a government employee. And that was what Reagan knew. That's what I know. All these government bureaucrats are incompetent losers. And all of them couldn't make $5 in the real world. None of them could keep a job in the private sector for a week. And he's so dumb and clueless and dense, he doesn't even realize
realize that that statement, "I'm for the government, I'm here to help," was a joke by Reagan called the, you know, representing the nine worst words in the English language. He thinks Reagan meant it, and he's proudly saying it. So that was number two after the Christmas tree fell. And now there's a number three. FBI agent carjacked near Capitol Hill in a Washington crime surge. So, you know, it's like, who would have ever guessed this, right? Liberal judges backed by George Soros, funded by George Soros, they believe letting every criminal out immediately. It's a revolving door. You commit a crime, you get out. You commit violence, you get out. You commit rape, you get out. You commit murder or attempted murder or assault, you get out. You mug someone, you get out. And then they're shocked when the FBI gets carjacked. And it's just, but it's symbolic. First of all, nobody's safe. Number two, if you're looking for help from law enforcement, you're going to be looking for a long time, like the rest of your life. Because we defunded the police, there's no cops around, and the ones who are cops have been all feminized. They've all been taught how to never pull a gun. So a cop gets carjacked. He's so lack of observance, he doesn't even observe what's going on around him. A cop is carjacked. You couldn't carjack me. I got a gun in my car sitting in my right by my hand at all times. And if I'm at a red light, I'm looking around. And if someone comes near my car, I blow them away to defend my life and defend my property. And yet, here's an FBI agent that's so dumb and clueless, he gets carjacked. I'm sure it's because he was on the detail that goes after Republicans. He's the big shot that at 5 in the morning shows up at Republican conservative houses in a FBI SWAT team to arrest good conservatives who've never hurt anybody in their lives. So, you know, this kind of little airy, fairy, little snowflake gets carjacked. What a joke. I'm a more deadly person than an FBI agent. What a joke. You're all jokes. You're all snowflakes. You're all little lightweight hand, limp-wristed losers. And I hate to say I'm always right. I know all of you probably, you know, are not thrilled when I say I'm right. I told you so again, but I am always right. And I keep saying Trump's going to win by a million. And the latest poll yesterday I talked about in my latest commentary, Trump's up by 50 points. Well, now there's a new poll today, and Trump's up by 59. Trump's up by 59. All I can do is laugh. It's just hilarious. Anybody who thinks DeSantis or Nikki Haley is the candidate, Trump's up by almost 60 points. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Avenue Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's fall sale. Get up to 80% off. Slippers, towels, bed sheets, mattress toppers, mattresses, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new MyPillow Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T. You can also receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products at MyStore.com. Also with the promo code ROOT at MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off on hundreds of products right now during MyPillow's fall sale. And be sure to use promo code ROOT at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code R-O-O-T. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying. Much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A song for an Irish funeral? Because that's what's going on. Need a funeral for Ireland, the way these people think in the government. My God. Yeah, well, they need it. They need a revolution in Ireland, just like they need a revolution in England. They need a revolution here. We have to revolt and free ourselves from the communist scumbag traitors that run our country. Spike Warrior. Enough of the Irish. Enough of the Irish. We're done. Now it's time for the Jewish. Spike Warrior is the sponsor. Because we're talking about sponsors. It's a very Jewish thing. Sponsors. So now, if this was an Irish show, the sponsor would be Jameson. But it's a Jewish show, so the sponsor is Spike Warrior. I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in these vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, just like 2 days ago, I brought you the news that a whistleblower from the U.S. Navy reports that Navy pilots' heart failure is up 976%, if my memory is right. 976, but I know it was in the 900 plus range, but I think it was 976% up, meaning massive heart attacks, heart failure, people dying of heart attacks, up almost 1,000%. But the news gets worse every day about the COVID vaccine. And the reason the Navy pilots' heart problems are up, it's up since they've gotten the vaccine. But the single most asked question I get from my fans and my friends, they say, Wayne, please help. What can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body because they got the vaccine. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent pending Nocovidium is now Even better, it's triple the power. It's now a remarkable three-step protocol to remove, repair, and restore, remove toxins, repair your health, restore your immunity, and DNA stability. Patent pending, no covidium was fantastic. This is three times better. This is the triple crown of immune repair. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. The genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It is 100% natural. Here's a special offer from Spike Warrior, for my fans only. Go to spikewarrior.com to get all three products, a triple crown, right? Remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. That's a 50% discount only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to spikewarrior.com. That's spikewarrior.com. Use the promo code WAR to get half off. Promo code WAR at spikewarrior.com. And then the disclaimer: these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. So now I'm back to the Wayne Root I Told You So show. You know, the other day I went into a tirade against electric cars, and I said they make no sense at all, and I don't know why anybody would ever buy them, especially conservative. And then I admitted some of my really good friends have electric cars. I can think of three friends that have electric cars. I don't know why they do it. I don't know why you guys want to hurt yourselves. Electric cars don't work. They are nothing but problems. They do absolutely nothing for the environment. Matter of fact, they're worse for the environment than cars running on fossil fuel, gasoline. And they're too expensive. They're grossly overpriced. And somebody sent me an email. They were so disappointed in me. They said, "We're your biggest fan. We listen to every hour of every show for 8 years. We love you. And then you just badmouth us because we have an electric car. We're so disappointed in you, Wayne." And I laid out to them nicely all the problems with electric cars and told them, you know, it's nothing against you personally, but electric cars make no sense. Well, here's the latest report out. Electric vehicles have 80% more problems than gas-powered cars. 80% more problems. That doesn't even include the fact that, you know, if you take a trip from, say, Texas to Las Vegas, you're going to stop 18 times for 3 hours each to charge it up, when instead you could have stopped five times at a gas station for 3 minutes to fill it up. I mean, it just makes no sense. And it's grossly overpriced, and it does nothing for the environment. It's the biggest lie ever. The amount of electricity used to pump the electricity into the car hurts the environment. The amount of resources used to create the electric battery are 50 times worse than what you'd use in a fuel car. So it's ridiculous. I've also, you know, constantly ranted on this show about the fact that America is now foreign to Americans because of the open borders they're using to destroy this country. Well, the latest study is out. The nation's foreign-born population hits just about 50 million under Joe Biden, the largest ever in America's history. And I think that's a greatly undercounted number. I'll bet you it's much higher than that. Even under Trump, I seem to remember, it was around 40 million. And I'll bet you Biden has led in between 20 and 30 million. So I'll bet you it's closer to 60 to 70 million. And I also predicted on the show that Biden is not really for Israel. He just says he's for Israel publicly, and privately he's against Israel because the country is run by Obama, who hates Israel. And sure enough, Blinken surrenders today. He tells Israel it lacks credit to defeat Hamas, to conduct the kind of military campaign to defeat Hamas, saying the Biden administration will not tolerate large-scale bombing over months in southern Gaza. I knew that it was only a matter of time before they stabbed Jews in the back, because this administration is filled with liberals who hate Jews and hate Israel and take the side of the Palestinians. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. And they did it. I called it. And I got so much more to say. When we get back, I'll have a lot more to say. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA News Update. Hamas has transferred 6 additional Israeli hostages to the custody of the Red Cross following the release of 2 hostages just hours earlier. This development coincides with an agreement between Israel and the Palestinian militant group to prolong their temporary ceasefire by another day. Secretary of State Antony Blinken emphasizing that when Israel does resume military operations against Hamas, it needs to present a plan aimed at enhancing the protection of Palestinian civilians.
I made clear that before Israel resumes major military operations, it must put in place humanitarian civilian protection plans that minimize further casualties of innocent Palestinians.
Blinken said the U.S. is advocating for an extension of humanitarian pauses. And the 6-week United Auto Workers strike at Ford cut sales at the company by about 100,000 vehicles and cost them $1.7 billion in lost profits this year. John Schaefer, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery stories on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. Got a great guest for you. Just a second. I want to mention the sponsor of the show, War Beef. I happen to be Mr. Solution, and probably my biggest solution is my last two books, both number one national bestsellers, The Great Patriot Boycott Book and The Great Patriot Boycott Book, showing you the companies to boycott and defund that are pro-woke and pro-leftist and anti-you, anti-patriot, anti-conservative, and the companies that are pro-patriot, pro-conservative, pro-Christian, that you should, in fact, spend your money with. That's The Great Patriot Boycott Book and The Great Patriot Boycott Book. And so I love solutions. Well, I'm going to bring you another solution. I have a great survival food product for you. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best and praying for the best and hoping for the best, but prepare for the worst. That's why I've teamed up with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef with more than a decade shelf life. Premium Texas beef, no beef crumbles like all the other survival food companies, only ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin. Yum. No mRNA jabs ever. This is the first time you'll ever enjoy eating survival food in an emergency. If you have to, this is good quality survival food. Premium Texas beef, only one ingredient for survival food in case of emergency. They created a website with exclusive discounts just for my fans, warbeef.com. You get a 15% discount when you use the promo code WAR15, WAR15, type it in at checkout. That's warbeef.com, promo code WAR15 to get 15% off every order. All right, my guest is here, John Cox. In 2018, he was the Republican nominee for governor of California. He's the author of a new book, The Newsom Nightmare, The California Catastrophe, and How to Reform Our Broken System. His website is hearthepeople.org, hearthepeople.org. The book, The Newsom Nightmare, it's got a good ring to it. John Cox, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Great to be with you, Wayne. Appreciate it.
So a big debate tonight between Governor Newsom and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, although, you know, some are making a bigger deal than it is because, in my opinion, you know, Donald Trump has the nomination completely 100% cemented and wrapped up, and Newsom is, you know, maybe the Democrat nominee, but Ron DeSantis is going nowhere. So the good news about the debate is it showcases the way two states have been run, and I'm a big fan of the way Ron DeSantis has run Florida. I'm not a big fan of Ron DeSantis for president. He never should have run. It was Trump's nomination. It will be Trump's nomination. DeSantis made a big mistake in taking him on, but he did a great job in Florida, and there's a lot of good things to be said about Florida. So first question is, do you expect Newsom to run for president in 2024? What's going to happen to Biden?
Well, I think he liked to run for president. I don't know how Democrats justify running Biden, both on his ability to get the job done as well as the corruption, the out and out corruption of taking money from China and Ukraine. But, you know, stranger things have happened. And if Newsom and DeSantis aren't the nominees for 24, pretty good bet they will be in the mix in 28.
Well, that could very well be, but Florida's certainly a much better run. I was going to say country. It's like a country, and California is like a separate country than California. It's the best run state, I think, Florida, and I would say California is certainly tied for the worst run state, maybe with Illinois. There's a few candidates, but Massachusetts is pretty bad, Illinois, New York, New Jersey, but I'd say California probably takes the cake. So describe the dysfunction in California created by Governor Newsom. You were the candidate against Newsom. You are a California citizen. You know better than me. What's happening in California?
Well, basically, Newsom has turned the state over to interest groups that fund his campaigns, and they, along with big media here, which is famously pretty liberal, have really assured him of the power that he holds as California governor. I agree with you. This is going to be a very good opportunity for people around the country to see the differences between a blue state, California, which exalts government. We have the highest taxes in the country. We have just mismanagement everywhere, shortages of housing, energy, water, business regulation like crazy, the most spending, rising crime, fear of wildfires.
Homelessness.
Homelessness, the education system we spend $100 billion on and get lousy results versus Florida, which has no state income tax, has a per capita spending that's half of California. They have a surplus there. We have a deficit here. Businesses don't want to be in California. They do want to be in Florida. Governor Newsom shut down the state. I have an 18-year-old that was on a screen for 2 years. Ron DeSantis worked hard to get people back into school. So I am a DeSantis fan. I think that freedom and opportunity and free markets are the way to run a government. Gavin Newsom is following in Hugo Chavez's footsteps as far as I'm concerned. And we know how that's turned out for Venezuela. So we certainly want to see this contrast tonight, and I think we will.
Our own Venezuela, California. It really is like Cuba or Venezuela, right? It's a socialist
it really
state.
Is.
Socialist
it
state.
Is.
Now, listen. Go ahead.
Capitalism, as you remember from President Reagan, you know, is not in heaven where they don't need it, and it's hell where they already have it, if you remember that. But
yes.
It never has worked anywhere, yet these guys keep trying it. And why? Because it gives them power. People like power. And you know, if you know anything about Gavin Newsom, you know that he comes from a family of power brokers. His grandfather, William Newsom I, helped Pat Brown get elected governor of California back in the 50s.
I did not know that, by the way. Did not.
Oh, yeah. His father, William Newsom II, helped Jerry Brown get elected, who was Pat Brown's son. And William Newsom II was also the lawyer for the Getty family and the trustee of the Getty Trust. So Gavin Newsom grew up almost as a ward of the Getty family, lived a billionaire's lifestyle, and enjoyed the power and perks that came along with that. And trust me, that's what he knows, and that's what he'll exercise as president if he gets there.
Yeah, just so you know, John, I was a California resident from, when did I get there? I got there in 1989, and I stayed in California till 2002. So from 89 to 2002, 13 years, I lived in California. I lived in Malibu, California most of that time, Hollywood Hills for about 2 years and 11 years in Malibu. And then I moved in 2002 to Las Vegas. And I'm an interesting guy. I'm an interesting example, I think, Exhibit A of what can happen when you move, because, you know, I think people think that you get a lot for taxes. You know, the reason you pay so much is because you're getting something. I moved to Vegas where taxes are zero and property taxes are much lower than California, and every other tax is much lower in California. But the key is I could make $10 million a year and my income tax is zero. And I got to tell you, I never missed anything. I've lived here 22 years. There's nothing that I'm lacking for here other than a beach. And, you know, it's not like that you pay taxes because they give you a beach. I mean, it's got nothing to do with it. It's just California happens to have beaches. But other than that, I have not missed anything, and I pay nothing on my income. And I used to pay, you know, like 10% when I ran away. Now it's 15%. So, I mean, it's just incredible to me that anybody stays there.
Well, California, you know, I stay here because of the weather. I love to play golf, and I don't like the heat. So it's wonderful for me. You know, and Mr. Newsom crows about all the great inventions and all the great businesses that are based in California. But I got to tell you, they're here because their executives and the owners of those businesses want to live in a beautiful state that has great weather. And Newsom, try as he might, can't screw up the weather and the natural beauty. He can screw up everything else, but he can't screw those things up. And so that's why there's a lot of businesses and a lot of people that live here. But, you know, one of the things I wanted to talk about, Wayne, is the fact that I'm not just complaining about the conditions in California. I'm actually going to do something about it, and I proposed a solution that not only would take care, I think, of California's dysfunction, but would also take care of the massive dysfunction we have in Washington with our U.S. Congress, which, as far as I'm concerned, demonstrates its dysfunction every single day.
So what's your solution?
Well, we got to get money and these interest groups and the big media out of power. And the way to do that, Wayne, is to make their money and power unnecessary. Right now, you need all kinds of money to run for Congress because the districts are $750,000. The proposal I have is to subdivide those massive districts into 100 tiny little districts. So each district would be about 7,500 people. You don't need any money to run in a district of that number. You could just go door to door.
John, I get what you're saying, but I don't understand. You could do that, let's say, in California, but you couldn't do it for Congress because you have no right to decide how many people are in a congressional district. So you'd be adding 100 new congressmen from California. Nobody wants that on the conservative side, right?
No. You misunderstand. What we would do is the states, by the way, get to dictate the way in which Congress is elected. The Constitution, Article 1, specifically gives the states the ability to determine the manner in which Congress is elected. So the state legislature could decide that districts will be subdivided into 100 sub-districts. You're still only going to send one person from those districts. The 100 people that are elected in the sub-districts, they decide on one person to send to Washington. But
got
the other 99 stay home and don't do anything. They're
understood. I like it. No, it's a good idea. I like it. Hey, John, we got to run. The music's on. I like it. I think it's a good idea. As long as you send the same one to Congress and all the rest of them don't need a lot of money to get elected, they might actually be a large percentage conservatives and patriots and Christians and good people. So I think it's a good idea. John Cox, former Republican nominee for governor of California, author of the new book, The Newsom Nightmare. His website, hearthepeople.org. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for Goldgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll-free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses areas include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Right now, you can eliminate odors.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Z-Shield is the Z-Shield and Z-Stack and Z-Flu are the sponsors of this show. Prior to his death, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, easy for you to say, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, worked tirelessly to develop new products to protect you. His revolutionary Z-Stack product is based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. His Z-Shield product addresses dormant viruses such as Epstein-Barr, herpes, shingles, chickenpox, and you've heard about all of them associated as side effects with the COVID vaccine. And now that it's flu season, you need Dr. Zelenko's Z-Flu. Z-Flu is a delicious gummy formula that boosts your immune system with zinc, as well as helping your recovery from illness. Plus, Dr. Zelenko took it one step further by adding elderberry, which is packed with antioxidants. So right now, go to ZStackLife.com, ZStackLife.com. Use the promo code WAR for a special discount only for my fans for buying Z-Stack, Z-Shield, and Z-Flu. ZStackLife.com, promo code WAR, very special discount for the fans of WAR. And the promo code is WAR. So I saved one of the best stories for now, and probably for the start of hour number two as well. I'm gonna continue talking about it. You know, I keep saying I told you so. I predicted this, it happened. I predicted that, it happened. Well, I'm not happy about a lot of these predictions. This one I'm really not happy about, but I've been predicting that they're going to bring a much deadlier pandemic to the United States in the year 2024 that will screw with our election and make sure everybody uses mail-in ballots, or maybe the election gets canceled and we get lockdowns and we get masks again and we get vaccine mandates again, maybe vaccine passports again. You know, all of that was a thing in the rearview mirror, a thing of the past, and now it's all going to be back. I said this the other day. I said it's funny because, you know, it's like back in 2020, in January and early February, the average American, I'm sad to say, is clueless. Not because they're dumb. Most people I meet are very smart. They're not dumb. They just work all day and take care of their kids all day. And after working all day and making breakfast for the kids and sending them off to school and then picking them up from school, then they first have to take them to sporting events or cheerleader camp or whatever the heck they do. And they get home at night late, like 8 o'clock at night, and it's ready to watch 1 hour TV and go to sleep and start it all over again tomorrow. They're exhausted. Most women and men are exhausted. So they have no time to keep up with what's going on. So in January and February of 2020, I kept telling people there's this terrible pandemic going on in China. And they've got the, is it called crematoriums? I think that's what they're called. Crematoriums are going all day and night. They're burning bodies by the thousands every hour of every day. There could be hundreds of thousands of dead people from a terrible flu pandemic, and it's coming to America. So I knew what was coming to America when no one else did, or no one else seemed to think it was a big deal. They just didn't notice. You know, I remember reading an article in Zero Hedge, one of my favorite sites, a real business-oriented site, but there was an article there that they said they thought China was covering up hundreds of thousands of deaths in a matter of just like a month, and that this was all coming to the United States, and the average person didn't know it. You know, the average person doesn't read Zero Hedge. It's probably, you know, 2 million people in America read Zero Hedge. That's amazing. That's amazing how successful that site is. But 1 or 2 million people out of 330 million. So if you don't read the site, if you didn't catch that article that day, you don't know. But I caught it, and I knew we were facing a problem. I didn't know they'd shut down the country. I warned again and again, don't shut down the country. Don't shut down the economy. You have no right to tell me whether I can open my business or not. You have no right to tell me if I go shopping or not. You have no right to tell my kids they can't come to school. But I knew bad things were coming and a lot of people would die. And the average person was not prepared and had no idea, no clue what to do. And then when it came, they were panicked and I wasn't. You know, when it came, they were, oh my God, we're all going to die. And I was like, do you understand the average age of death? I knew in the first 30 days that the average age of death was over 80 years old. So yeah, if you're 80, you better panic. If you're 20, you have nothing to worry about. And I kept telling people this again and again. Now it's all these years later, 3 years later, it's now turns out over 3 years of COVID death, the average age of death is 82 years old. And the average age of death in America is, I think, like 77, 78 for women, and like 76 now for men. So the average age of death of COVID is well past the age of death for the average American. So there was never a reason to shut down the economy, never a reason to shut down the country, never a reason to hide in your house. There was only a reason to take care of old people. But there was no, if you gave them ivermectin and lots of vitamin C and D and zinc, they would have all been fine. The odds are pretty good they would have all been fine, and very few would have died. Even just vitamin D alone. Studies show vitamin D, like 80 to 90% of the deaths would have been avoided. I believe it would have been much higher if you took D3 plus C plus zinc plus ivermectin. You would have had virtually no death. Well, now I'm telling you, it's coming again. And I've been warning for several weeks now, something's going on in China. And I've been telling you in the last few days that it's a disease, a pneumonia disease that strikes children. And it's supposed to be 20 times stronger than COVID. And if you thought people panicked last time, wait till Christmas season, right? The next 3 weeks are Christmas season, or next 4 weeks, really, are Christmas season and New Year's season. And it's now striking in America already. It was in China the last 2 weeks. I knew it, and I mentioned it on this show. Very few people knew it. It's now striking Ohio and Massachusetts. They call it white lung pneumonia. And it's really bad. They're seeing a surge of cases in Europe and a surge of cases now in Ohio and Massachusetts. And there's only been one or two articles about it. I saw one overnight. Soon there's going to be articles everywhere in every headline. Everywhere you look, kids are going to get pneumonia in the United States. Get ready.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.